Very good. Again, thank you very much for coming out tonight. We're happy to see each one here tonight. And again, it's our soul's desire that you will hear the voice of God speaking to your soul tonight if you're not saved. Time is short. We don't know about tomorrow. But God has given you tonight, and we are thankful for that. Thankful for the love of God. My subject tonight is one that you all know. If you can, you guessed on your last hymn, and you can turn to John 3:16, or you can just read it right on the chart there. John 3 and verse 16. Most of us know it off by heart. The greatest, I wouldn't say it's the greatest verse in the Bible, but it is the verse from which more souls have been saved than any other verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it is God's love that we want to meditate and think about tonight. Let's just read it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Truly it is a very familiar verse, and it is a verse that we often share with others as we would think of the gospel. There are four things that we want to look at tonight from this verse. Four things that are very important that you need to meditate upon and think upon. And the first one is the cause of God's love. And then we want to look at the cost of God's love. And then we'll look at the condition of God's love. And finally, the consequences of your choice. The results of the choice that you make. Because we all make choices. And as you hear the gospel, you, whether you're aware of it or not, you will make a choice to either receive it or not to receive it, or you might be in the way of, you know you want it, but you're not sure what to do. So as we look at these tonight, perhaps if there's questions in your heart and your mind, this will help you to know more about what is causing a difficulty with maybe holding you back, or maybe just open the way for you to see the truth of the gospel. So the cause of God's love. God so loved. I just read an article this morning, and in a certain church, the pastor announced on Sunday morning that his message for Sunday night would be the love of God. And the day went on, and as the afternoon came about, the shadows started coming in, and things became darker, and the pastor come, and they never did turn the lights on in the church. And as it was fairly dark, he made his way up to the front of the church. And he stood there in front of what they would call a crucifix. And that's not a word that's too familiar to us, but the crucifix is a cross with a representation of Christ on the cross. Sometimes we can draw a picture of a cross on a piece of paper and put a stick figure on it, but this is what the crucifix is. And often in churches they have that. He lit a candle. And he put the candle close so that all you could see was the crown of thorns. And then he brought the candle down so that all you could see is the nails in the hands. And then he brought it down a little further. And you could only see the spear wound in the side. And a hush fell over the crowd. And he blew the candle out and he left. And as he left, he said, there's nothing more I can say. God so loved. How can you explain that God so loved the world? It is hard to grasp the love of God. But God so loved because we are His creation. He loves us. And because He knows that we have sinned and we've come short of the glory of God. And God loved us. God so loved the world. Then we want to see the cost. We want you to think of God's love. Consider the love of God to you tonight. The cost. God's love came at a great cost. That He gave His only begotten Son. You know, sometimes we are invited out to a meal, or we're invited to somebody's place, and I'm just thinking today that we look at all these homes that are up in the hill, built over to get a beautiful view. And there's the odd times we're invited to a home like that, and you drive up, and the first thing you think about, it starts going through your mind. I wonder what this would have cost. But we can figure out pretty well what it would cost. And maybe the man comes home from work and he's in a BMW. And again, you can think, we know, we can figure out pretty close to what it would cost. Not that it really matters. But you try to figure out what it cost God to give His Son. Now, there was a shooting in quite a few in USA, but there was a shooting, and I can't just remember when it was, but this guy come out with his gun and he starts shooting, and a husband and a wife were there, and the husband was, he surveyed very quickly what was happening, and he just took one step in front of his wife, and the bullet hit him. Not that he knew that there was a bullet coming, not likely, but he thought of his wife, and one step, and the bullet took him, and he died. And there his wife would look at him on the ground, his body. And you can't measure what it is for a person to give their life for another. The cost that He gave His only begotten Son. Because He knew that the wages of sin is death. Separation from God for all eternity. And God loves you. And He gave a Son that you might have eternal life. Then we want to look at the condition to God's love. That whosoever believes in Him, whosoever, the question is tonight, is whosoever you? Whosoever believes in Him. And that is the condition to God's love. God's love is to each one of us. God's salvation is there for us. But it's up to you and I. Whosoever believeth in Him. Have you believed? Are you thinking about it? And we trust you are. We trust that you are considering the awful truth of not believing, of rejecting, of turning away, of trying to think that maybe I will just put it off. I got more time. I'm young. But the Spirit of God would remind you tonight that whosoever, it's not complicated. We can be so thankful tonight that God's plan of salvation is not complicated. That whosoever believeth in Him. There are other words that we can use for that word believe. There is a word faith. There is a word trust. There is the word receive. And they all have the same meaning. Whosoever believeth, whoever has faith, whoever has trust, whoever will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I'm going to tell you a story I heard that would illustrate that. There was a fire one night in a home, and as the fire got bigger and the mom and dad ran around and tried to make sure the children were all out, and they routed from the home and away from the home, and they realized that the little boy that was upstairs never made his way down. And the dad went to run back in the house, but the flames were so high and the fire was so far gone that he was not able to go into the house and to be able to go upstairs to where the little boy was. So they ran around and they looked up to where his window was. And out from his window was the roof of the garage. And he opened up the window and he got out on the garage. Now it was nighttime, it was dark. But with mom and dad and the rest of them looking up, it was dark behind them, but they could look up and see him. They could see him and the fire behind him. But he could not see mom and dad. It was all dark out there in front of him. But he could feel and hear the fire behind him. And he went to the edge of the garage, of the roof. And he didn't want to get too close because it was dark for him. And he heard his dad say, "Jump. You have to jump. I'm here." And he backed up a little bit. And his dad, seeing the danger and knowing the danger, he said, "Jump! You have to jump!" And the little boy was trembling. And he said, "But Daddy, I can't see you." It was all dark. But Daddy could look up and see him and see the fire behind him. But for him, it was all dark. And the dad said, "You have to jump!" And you know, the Spirit of God knows how close the fire is to each one of us, to you tonight. And the Spirit of God is not saying jump, but he's saying come. Whosoever believeth. And the dad says, "You have to jump." And the little boy says, "Daddy, I can't see you." And Daddy says, "But I can see you. And you jump, and I'll catch you." And the little boy, he knew the voice of his dad. He couldn't see him, but he believed his dad, and he jumped. He believed. He had faith. He trusted his dad, and his dad caught him. And so that's we can't see God. We can't see eternity. And sometimes we can't see the full meaning of being lost, but God can. And God sees you and I. And God says, "Come tonight. Trust me. Come tonight. I know how close you are to the danger." Remember, salvation is personal. It's between you and Jesus Christ. It is your soul. It is your eternity. And it is only through the Lord Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins. The condition? Believe. Whosoever believeth. I can remember, again, I think I mention every night, you're going to hear my conversion before I'm done here, but I can remember that going through my mind that anybody would ask me, I would tell them, I believe that, I'm not saved. But the night I got saved, my Uncle Arthur read to me, "Christ died for the ungodly." And I didn't think about believing it. I can remember saying in my mind, "Well, if Christ died for the ungodly, he died for me." And I knew I was saved. Revelation of God, God will show us. But I did not think about believing. So let us look at the consequences of sin. As to your choice that you will make tonight, consequences of, of your choice can be this. Whosoever believeth should not perish. No hell. Positive. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, the promise of God, but have everlasting life. Know that heaven is your home. So what about it tonight? You know, it's interesting. For most choices that we make, we don't know the outcome. We don't know the consequences. And maybe you've experienced, I have, and I've heard others say, if I only knew that this would have happened, I would have never made that choice. If I only knew. Here again is God's love. You know the consequences. You know that if you believe, you shall not perish, but you will have everlasting life. Heaven is your home. But you also know tonight that if you choose to reject, if you choose no, your sins are not forgiven. You die without Christ, and you die in your sins. You know the consequences. Again, that's the love of God, that He tells us ahead of time. It isn't a chance. It isn't a maybe. The verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So let us look again. The cause, God's love. Can you take it in? Just be thankful that God loves you. The cost that He gave His only begotten Son. And Jesus Christ, as that man stepped in front of his wife, it's as though Jesus Christ steps in front of us and He died on the cross for us. He took our place that we may have eternal life, that we may be forgiven and enjoy heaven now, eternal life, the cost. Then there is a condition. Whoever believes, whoever has faith, whoever will come. And we trust that you put your name in there tonight. I'll put my name in there tonight. For God so loved the world, so we can put our name in. For God so loved Brian, that He gave His only begotten Son for Brian. That if Brian believes, Brian should not perish, but Brian will have everlasting life. Wow. What a promise. What a gift. What a love of God. Then there is the consequences of your choice. And it's your choice. We would encourage you to come tonight. Don't put it off. If you'd like to be saved, let somebody know. Talk to mom and dad. Talk to one of the believers here. We'll come to your home. We'll do whatever it takes. But don't put it off.